Now we get to move into special music. So the pastor's message this morning is on spiritual fitness. Now, I was in Orlando this past week, actually past 10 days. I shouldn't say I was in Orlando for 10 days. Anyway, I've been out of here for a while. And, you know, one of the things when I always travel, I always ask God. I said, Lord, let your light so shine, right? Let it just so shine, and let me just touch others. And God just blesses any gifts. But, you know, when it... your spiritual fitness. Where are we? Are we obedient to God? So many a time, I was in the airport on Thursday night down in Orlando, and I see this little family sitting along the ledge there, and there's a little young boy. His name was Derek, sitting in a wheelchair. And Derek was born that way. He was deaf, and you know what? And most people, they tend to avoid that stuff, don't they? Because they don't know what to do. But God said, go pray for him. Go talk to him. Sweetest boy, sweet family. The grandmother there, Spanish, didn't speak a word English, but her daughter did. And she was checking her blood pressure. She had the cuff on, right? You know. So I said, I want to pray for your grandma. And so I did, and I had her translating for me. You know, just claim it in the name of Jesus. And she, and it was so cool because I asked her, I asked her what she's feeling after we prayed. She said, I'm hot. And that's awesome. Heat, cold, tingling, those are signs of the Spirit, right? But I just got the love on this family. And there was a lot of other encounters, too, that I'm not going to go into. But when God got me, as I walked by them, God said, go back and pray for them. We've got to be obedient. It's a spiritual discipline. It's a spiritual fitness. Now, when you go to trade shows and that like I do, you walk a lot. A lot of physical walking, right? Go to the next slide for me, though, for the first words on this, okay? Now, check this out. This is how Greg picks songs sometimes. How the Holy Spirit guides me. So, spiritual fitness, how about some spiritual fitness, too? We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of our Lord, of our strength, we bow down and worship Him. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Whose voice do you listen to the most? Your own, right? Your own. So when you speak it, you proclaim it. Stand and lift up our hands. Sing along with us.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, awesome is He, and together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty.